Maybe the heat has something to do with it, but people are coming out to see a French-made nature documentary about Antarctic penguins. Our film critic David Edelstein tells us why he thinks March of the Penguins might be the sleeper hit of the summer.
Penguins, you gotta love them. Those cute little tuxedos, the way they dance with trays of food in Mary Poppins. Well, we don't know penguins. They're tough little birds, tougher than we could imagine when it comes to giving birth and keeping their babies alive under conditions too grueling even for polar bears. The French documentary March of the Penguins arrives here with narration by Morgan Freeman, and his resonance warms up what might have been a cold and pitiless experience. It's pretty cold and pitiless anyway, even with a G rating that makes you think that kids under 6 will go for it. No, let him watch Mary Poppins. These penguins live in Antarctica, which you'd think would be a great place for a penguin, until Freeman says that it gets to 80 degrees below zero with 100-mile-an-hour winds. The film transcends the isn't-that-amazing animal genre. It's the story of an instinct so fierce, so primal, that it feels like a creation saga. It takes you back to the beginnings of all life. It's explicitly about the beginnings of some life. The penguins' march is 70 miles inland, to where the ice is solid enough for laying eggs. That in itself is a feat, since these birds can't fly, and their only source of food is the water they're leaving behind. When they reach their destination, they take part in what looks like a giant mixer, milling around, checking one another out. It tells you about their toughness that they do this without booze to loosen them up. When they do find mates, there's nuzzling and foreplay, but that G rating means a lyrical fade-out. For penguin-on-penguin action, you have to wait for the unrated DVD. I'm being flip because what happens next is in the best-case scenario cruel, and in the worst, heartbreaking. Eggs are laid, some crack, and the male and female part without even a peck. As the sun disappears from the winter sky, it's the females, at this point literally starving, that make the 140-mile round trip to the feeding waters and back, while the males sit on the eggs and try to keep themselves and their future chicks from freezing to death. Not all of them succeed. You'll be astonished that any of them do. I don't know how this French crew shot in the worst place on the planet. They're out in the storms, filming hundreds of males in the lethal cold, pressing together to keep warm, with the ones on the outside systematically rotating in. The filmmakers document every part of this journey, from the leap out of the water to the birth of the chicks to the return to the sea, as the surviving youngsters drift off, never again to see the parents that have sacrificed so much. In less than 90 minutes, we've watched a species survive in a way that suggests how all species survive. In the most upsetting scene, a bird of prey goes after a group of young'uns, and the elders don't intervene, not even the parents. Why? Earlier, we see a grieving mother attempt to steal a baby from another mother, at which point the whole village jumps in to drive her away. That's adaptive. You can't have a viable society where mothers steal babies. But maybe letting a predator take something makes more sense. The vistas of March of the Penguins are breathtaking, with colors so sharp that they register the cold. And it's lyrical. When a male and female get close, the curve of their necks and their bowed heads form the shape of a heart. But above all, this remarkable documentary makes you contemplate the mystery of what brought all of us to this place, and against the odds, keeps us here.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.